Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Quite happy to welcome back to the show Kate Upton, who is the cover girl on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue for the second year in a row. And Kate, that's quite an honor. We got to go back to Tyra Banks in the 90s for back-to-back covers. So what was your reaction when you found out?
Yes, thank you. It was so exciting. You know, I really didn't expect it. And this year is so much better than last year because I can really appreciate it. I feel like last year I was just so excited and running around, I never really got to realize actually what Sports Illustrated does for your career.
Yeah, and I know all seven continents this time around, and the polar bear on the front there, as they say, and you're wearing that coat. And you're in Antarctica, and I don't think people properly appreciate just how cold it is down there. I've never been there, but I've heard stories. You have been. Just how cold is it?
Yes, it was summertime, so it was like 15 to 20 degrees every day. But with the wind chill, it feels like 1 degree.
Now,
you know, not exactly bikini weather.
Right, absolutely not. But you know, I think about last year when we were talking and you were thinking about, you know, getting your acting career going, and you talked about how you were going to appear in that Three Stooges movie. I did get to see it. What was some of the buzz out of that, and have you tried to dabble a little more in acting?
You know, I think the Three Stooges was a really good experience. I'd never done acting before, and so I got to be on set and see what it was all about. I do like it, but I want to wait for a role that I'm really interested in, because I just feel like everything has been so crazy and I've been so busy that if I'm going to put a hold on everything, I really want to enjoy it.
Well, you know, I think about you're still just 20 years old and you're being pulled in every direction, and not just in the U.S., but around the world. What's it like for, I'm sure you have to have a staff now just to handle the requests. I mean, it's great to pick and choose, but how crazy is this oversaturation? I mean, everybody wants a piece of you right now, don't they?
Yes. I mean, I think that it's a blessing that when I'm in this place in my career that I do get to choose to do clients or endorsements that I really believe in, or I really love the idea, and that makes my life so much easier.
Kate Upton is with us, SI Swimsuit Issue Cover Girl, second year in a row. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline. And a lot of buzz during the Super Bowl. We know that the commercials, nearly $4 million for 30 seconds, and you did the one for Mercedes-Benz. And as famous as you are, I'm sure, you know, there's 100 million eyeballs in the U.S. on you right there. What was the reaction from your Benz commercial?
I mean, I think that it was a little crazy because there was a quote-unquote leaked commercial, but that wasn't the commercial. It was just a teaser. Mm-hmm. And the actual commercial had Usher and a bunch of other people. So I really loved the commercial. I thought it looked great when watching the Super Bowl, and I think that everybody at Mercedes-Benz was really happy with it, too.
Well, it's interesting you say that. Have you been in a lot of shoots or commercials or such things where you look at it and you go, ooh, I don't like that? Because I'm sure when you started off, you didn't have final say on what pictures were selected. Do you have kind of a little more editorial influence now?
I do, and it's so much nicer because when you're on set and you're taking a photo, you can play the nice guy and be like, sure, let's take it. But you know in your head that you're just going to say, no, you can't use that one.
Well, I know you also are trying your hand at designing Beach Bunny swimwear, and what's that like? I mean, you've worn enough swimsuits, so I guess that gives you a good idea of what's good and what's bad, right?
Yes, exactly. I feel like an expert now. I think that it was a lot of fun, and maybe in the future, but we'll see.
Now, another thing we talked about last year is your love for horses, and I know that you weren't just someone who tried to be an equestrian. You were very, very accomplished at it. And with your busy schedule, do you still get time just to maybe go a little horseback riding to get away from it all?
I do for fun all the time. It's definitely, it's my mind in the right place, and it's my real passion. I love horseback riding. So it's really nice.
And as I mentioned, you know, you're still legally not old enough to buy a drink. And I'm sure with all your life experiences you've had so far, and all being all over around the world and meeting so many famous people, that you've grown up really fast. Are there times when you can just step back and not just horseback riding, but still just be a kid and maybe be a little bit goofy with your friends?
I feel like I'm so goofy. I don't know. Definitely in this industry, you do have to grow up fast, but I don't ever feel like I missed anything or, I mean, I have two older sisters, so I feel like I would have grown up fast around them anyway.
And with your TV appearances, you know, you've done so many of them, and I'm a big Dave Letterman fan, and I always wondered what it's like to go on that show, because I hear that, like Antarctica, he keeps the studios pretty cold in there. What's it like going on Letterman, Kate?
That's exactly what I said. I was like, this is one step closer to Antarctica. It's so cold in here. But he's such a nice guy. I find it just really nice and comfortable being in his studio. Sports Illustrated's been working with him for a long time, so it's a real honor being on his show.
A couple more questions for Kate Upton, and then I know you got to run. So, you know, just looking down the line, people are already taking odds on you being on the cover next year for 3 years in a row, and we know SI, you know, doesn't like to do that, but the way they sell magazines with you on the cover, I mean, it's I know when you have the party and it's revealed, you know, who's going to be on the cover. That's something that you're going to shoot for? You're going to try for a three-peat, Kate?
I don't think that I ever try to get cover. It's more just I hope to get it. Mm-hmm. I really do trust Sports Illustrated's final decision, though. So whoever gets cover next year, I know it'll be for a good reason and it'll be the right choice.
And finally, Kate, when you think about how you're just at, you know, at a young age, but you've got a lot of influence now, is there something that you would like to try or do that you never got a chance that maybe you want to jump at that thing now?
There's so many things I want to do. I mean, I'm so young, and mm-hmm. I have been to all 7 continents, but I haven't been to everywhere yet. So I still want to continue traveling and see new places.
Yeah, I guess if you go to some exotic city or locale, people think you're sightseeing, but you're working the whole time, so I guess you don't really get to see the sights, do you?
Exactly. I want to go to all the places I've already been and actually look around.
Well, listen, Kate, we love having you on. Congratulations, and I look forward to hopefully having you on again next year if you make it the third time, but you've had some great success, and I wish you nothing but the best in the future. So thanks for your time, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Kate Upton, ladies and gentlemen, love having her on. And when we come back, we'll talk about sports. Yes, that's what we'll do here. Rick Tittle with you. The lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. Anything that Kate said that resonates with you, you'd like to get in as well, 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on Titillating Sports.